Habits on BBC Radio Leicester. Adam Whitty with you until 2 o'clock today. Let us know where you are, where you're listening. 81333. Start your message with Leicester if you want to text us, or you can tweet us at BBC Leicester. First this morning, if you're a survivor of breast cancer, then you should know there are nipple tattooists locally who can help, and one Leicestershire woman is trying to spread the message. Lots of tattoo artists in the UK help men and women get their confidence back after surgery by recreating the image of a nipple for them. But the industry is struggling to be heard due to photos of their work being blocked on social media. Now a Leicestershire-based Instagram expert and businesswoman, Estelle Kieber, is helping with a new platform, World Medical Artists, which has a campaign planned for September the 1st. The campaign challenging Facebook and Instagram over their policies around banning accounts that share images of nipple reconstructions. The World Medical Artists campaign targeting Facebook, which owns the social media sites Facebook and Instagram, to get them to reconsider and change their policy. I'm delighted to say that Estelle is with me now. Good morning, Estelle.
Good morning.
Now, I've seen this on social media. I suppose I've probably seen the aftermath, I suppose, more than the initial image, which is somebody saying my pictures have been taken down, I've been suspended, something like that, from Facebook, Instagram, whatever. For listeners who don't know, who aren't sort of aware of what happens here, just talk us through it. I suppose somebody may have, let's say, for example, a mastectomy. They'll post a picture of it. And then what has been your experience of how social media platforms will normally react?
Okay, so from both perspectives of a world medical tattoo artist and a post-mastectomy survivor, is they want to share their work to make other people aware of what is available. So I know before I started working within this campaign that I didn't even know that nipple tattoos existed. And they are so realistic that the issue is Instagram and Facebook pick these up as pornographic images. And so this is where the struggle comes in, raising awareness to not only just let cancer survivors be aware of what's out there, but for also the tattoo artists who want to help support and empower people after going through such an incredible illness to come out the other side and then not be able to, you know, share this incredible, it's artwork, you know, this is what we're trying to put out there, you know, it's art, it's not porn. And it gives people a new lease of life. If you head on over to the Instagram account at World Medical Artists, you will see that there's women on there that share their experiences of what these tattoos really do mean. They are life-changing. They are not pornographic. They are art.
And so tell us what you are trying to do with World Medical Artists, who that's made up of, what you're trying to do, and I suppose how you can do it as well, how you can impact on what I suppose are algorithms that must be relatively difficult to challenge and change over a long period of time.
That is exactly what we are asking to be changed. So World Medical Artists now come together as a group of people who are supporting the movement to make change for breast cancer survivors and tattoo artists. So we have a platform on Facebook, we have an Instagram account, we also have a page where people can then go and they can look at their local areas to see who is available to share that artwork with them. So whether they are a cancer survivor looking for a tattoo artist, or a tattoo artist wanting to reach their audience, they can go to the landing page, which you will find on all our social media, and you can put your work on there and find people who you can work with. But the difference that we're trying to make is exactly like you said, there needs to be a change in the algorithms. Now, in 2019, our founder, Vicky Martin, went to Facebook headquarters and protested. The results of that were that she was then able to share her work. That is not good enough. We want every single medical artist and cancer survivor to be able to share their work. And that is why we are heading to Facebook headquarters on the 1st of September to basically protest and let people become aware of what is out there and the fact that these things can be changed. For anybody that uses Instagram, you will know that they kind of dull the reach on things from TikTok. So they can pick up the TikTok watermark and they can hold the reach back so not as many people see, you know, your content. So if they can do this, there are ways that they can do this for AI and the algorithms to then be able to pick up the tattoos. But we have made so much progress already in making change. We are just really hoping on the 1st of September that Facebook do actually, you know, they've done quite a lot already, and we appreciate everything that they're doing to make change, but it's not enough. And this is why we are going to continue with our campaign and would love as many people as possible to be there to support us.
You had a meeting with them last night, is that right?
Yes, we did.
How did that go? I'm just fascinated, I suppose, by how these, you know, these are players that in some respects are as powerful as some nation states, aren't they? And they have a huge influence on the way that we behave and live our lives. I'm just interested in how they are responding to what you are saying and the campaign that you have. And you mentioned, I suppose, some of the other things that they're capable of doing, how easy they see it, I suppose, and how comfortable they are with trying to make change in this department.
Yeah, definitely. And we are seeing change, but there's not enough change. And this is what we're going to continue for, because we know what, you know, they are, like you've just said, they are like a global, they own the world. Facebook and Instagram, you know, we can't go anywhere without seeing Facebook or Instagram. Who doesn't use Facebook and Instagram? You know, they have this huge amount of control, but what comes with that control and power is responsibility. And this is what we're asking for. We want to work with them in making social media a better, happier, more positive place. And that is what we are doing by sharing this work and reaching out to other women. And we know that it can be changed. You know, we're not algorithm specialists, but we do know, we have been in talks with the people that deal with the policies and algorithm specialists. We know that it can be changed. Facebook are offering to make changes, but until that actually happens, we are going to be continuing to push forward with our campaign.
And then finally from me, Estelle, and thank you for your time this morning. I'm just interested in, you know, obviously you must hear from a lot of people who have been impacted by this. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because in a sense, it must feel like an implicit rejection. And I'm sure that Facebook and Instagram, if they were sat here, would be saying, you know, we don't mean to do this. Of course they don't. But it feels like an implicit rejection of the response that you have had and in trying to turn something that's horrible that has happened to you into something positive. A rejection in a sense of, I suppose, how you view your own body, isn't it? When somebody like a social media essentially bans you from posting it.
Definitely. And from the perspective of somebody who is a cancer survivor, I'm not myself, but I've spoken to lots of women and they feel proud of their bodies now. You know, they've gone through the most horrific surgeries and feel incredibly proud of the way that they look. So by having those images, like you say, deleted and blocked, it's like a slap in the face for them. But the thing is, from a perspective of the people that provide these tattoos, when their images are getting taken down, their accounts are also getting blocked. And I've literally had this happen to me 2 days ago. I shared a picture from the campaign. My Facebook account got blocked for 24 hours. When that happens, these medical tattoo artists cannot respond to people who are asking questions. Now, if you've got, you know, to that point of confidence where you want to reach out to somebody and ask, you know, how does this work? It's soul destroying to know that you can't reply back for 24 hours or 48 hours because you've been blocked for sharing your work. So it's having a detrimental effect, not just on tattoo artists, but on breast cancer survivors and people who are really going through the most toughest time of their life. They could actually have support, but they don't even know it's available. And that is what we're trying to achieve in sharing out more of this incredible artwork.
Estelle, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us on the programme today. It's Estelle Kieber there from World Medical Artists. And we have contacted Facebook, who own Instagram, and Facebook. Their company spokesperson has sent us this statement. Images showing post-mastectomy scarring and areola tattoos are absolutely allowed on Facebook and Instagram. We applaud the incredible work of medical tattooist that medical tattooists rather do for breast cancer survivors, and know our apps play an important role in connecting these communities. By design, these tattoos often look extremely realistic, which means our technology and our content reviewers don't always spot the difference. We understand how frustrating this can be, and we're grateful for the input and experience as we continue exploring ways to improve and limit these mistakes. That's from Facebook in response to what Estelle was saying there. You're listening to BBC Radio Leicester. Let's get